Former President Jimmy Carter was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize today. Members of the committee praised Carter for decades of untiring efforts to find peaceful solutions to a variety of international conflicts. Jimmy Carter is the third U.S. president to receive the award. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Former President Carter, a soft-spoken Southerner, has spoken out strongly for peace and democracy. He commented this afternoon on receiving the international distinction from his hometown of Plains, Georgia.
I'm delighted and humbled and very grateful that the Nobel Peace Prize Committee has given me this recognition.
President Carter was emotional. He said the past 20 years since leaving the White House have been the most gratifying for him, including his work with the Carter Center, an international think tank that he started to resolve conflicts, monitor elections, and improve health conditions in more than 65 countries around the world. Carter, a peanut farmer and lifelong Democrat, became the governor of Georgia and was elected to the White House in 1976, beating Gerald Ford in the wake of Watergate. As president, he was most widely recognized for the Camp David Accords, the peace treaty he helped negotiate between Israel and Egypt in 1978. But the Carter presidency was overshadowed by an Iranian hostage crisis that lasted for more than a year, by huge inflation, and by a crushing oil embargo, which created long lines at gas stations and voter discontent. Kenneth Stein is a professor of Middle Eastern history at Emory University and a consultant to Jimmy Carter for two decades. Stein says the Nobel Prize is recognition for President Carter's dogged determination while in and out of office.
His post-presidency has been unmatched and probably will be unmatched of any former president of the United States.
Among President Carter's successes, calming nuclear tensions in Korea, helping avoid a civil war in Haiti, and monitoring contentious elections around the world. Just last May, Carter visited Cuba, openly criticizing Fidel Castro's dictatorship. President George Bush was among those congratulating Jimmy Carter this morning. Meanwhile, the head of the Nobel Committee said that the choice of Carter should send a message to the White House as it threatens war with Iraq and Saddam Hussein. Other members of the committee see it differently. But last month at a town hall meeting in Atlanta, President Carter said it would be a tragic mistake for the United States to attack Iraq without the support of the United Nations.
It would cause the United States to be an outcast, I think, in most of the world from our friends. It would be a radical departure from the custom of every president who has served at least since the Second World War. And it would bring about a sense of protection and support for Saddam Hussein among almost every Arab country on earth.
Today, Carter says he is against the congressional resolution just passed this week, allowing the president to use force against Iraq. But he also says the Bush administration has come a long way from its earlier threats. The former president, who has accomplished so much, says that while he's humbled by winning the Nobel Peace Prize, it won't change his life.
It didn't change my life when I became a state senator, a governor, a president, or a defeated candidate for re-election, and I don't think this will change my life either. My roots are too deep here to be changed, really, and I'm too old.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 78 years old, says he'll be riding his bicycle around Plains this weekend. Next week, he heads to Jamaica to watch over that country's election process. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.